The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Right now we have Mr. Curtis Douglas on the line. Mr. Curtis
Recording
Douglas
in line. Progress.
Fisherman Folk, let's talk to him. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. All right. Good afternoon to you and the team.
All right, good afternoon, sir. Welcome, welcome. So tell us a little bit about yourself, sir. Who are you?
I'm a very important person.
All right.
To start with.
Yes, sir.
So I am Curtis Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
I am the president of All Tobago Fisher Folk, and I'm also the president of Plymouth Fisher Folk.
Mm-hmm.
So that is just a short snippet of who I am. I also have the legal representation to represent Fisher Folks in Tobago and also Trinidad.
All right. So in terms of the crime, how is crime affecting fishing in Tobago?
Well, I mean, it is affecting fishing in Tobago by a great deal. I mean, imagine yesterday I got a phone call from one of my fisher folk. They tried to stole one of his engine coming out of Plymouth.
Mm.
And 3 days ago, they would have stole 2 engine from Southwest.
Oh.
So it is really crazy. All right, we never used to have these type of experiences, but we are seeing a different type of behavior pattern in the criminal behavior in the island of Tobago.
And how long have you noticed this change, this pattern, this new change?
And this new change, aggressive way, pattern by these criminals has been developing for the last 8 years.
Okay. It's been a while. So what has been done? What has the TTPS in Tobago have been doing, over this long period of time? Or do you feel like you're not being taken seriously?
Not feel like. We know we are not being taken seriously. I mean, I can't answer for the TTPS, but there's no inroads in preventing some of these heinous crime that is taking place in the island of Tobago. I mean, this is a place where we are constantly leaving our house open. Make no mistake, we are leaving our house open, leaving our engines on our boats, right? Leaving boats, and now all of a sudden we have to be very mindful. We have to be watching on our backs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this can handle this. This could be fixed. This can be fixed. Make no mistake.
Wow. Okay, so what are fishermen? I mean, how of course the engine will affect a fisherman. How much is the cost of an engine? So like when a fisherman realizes his engine gone through, I mean, that's like the end of his livelihood. What is his next step?
Well, his next step, what we just do with they come and they make a report to all Tobago fisher folks, and we will try to see how best we could mitigate the circumstances to try to help, to try to raise funds, to see how best we could help by. But how much funds we could raise?
Yeah.
How much funds we can raise?
But
imagine for the last 3 months we lost about 8 engines.
But sir, an engine is not a small thing. I mean, come on, you know. I mean, they might be doing it in the middle of the night, but an engine is not a small. We're talking about a boat engine. I know it's not like a car engine, but a boat engine to take to go with. You know, you could put that in a car. You could. I mean, Tobago is a small place. Somebody must see something, know something, see something.
So where's the policing? And this is some of the fact. Where is the policing in all of this?
Well, where have you all been? I mean, sometimes, you know, you carry line the police. What have you all been doing for yourselves? It should have a lot of guardsman or something. Somebody has to be seeing something. It might be some kind of inside work going on. I mean, like I say, an engine is not a, it's not like a pen you could just take and put it in your pocket. Somebody had to drive off with it, something, unless they come up with a next boat, put it in a next boat, something. But it takes a while, I'm sure, to take an engine off of a boat. Not so?
Let me explain something to you.
Yeah.
I know you're around with the crew, and I see people running with deep freeze and thing on their back.
Right, yeah. But we saw them. We saw them.
Right. So a man lifting off a 75 quite easily off a sea.
Uh-huh.
This is a group, you know. This is a network, you know.
Okay.
This is not no one person doing this, you know.
Uh-huh.
They drive around, and also they know the verse in taking off engines.
Right.
Right, and in the last year, I would have seen an uptake in the behavior, in a pattern in this.
Mm.
Even though, and what we realized, even when we asked the authorities to help us with the lightings, that and all is challenging.
Right.
And sometimes we try to patrol, but how much patrol can you do? Because now these guys are coming to steal arm. They are coming to steal arm. We are with flashlight. We are here with flashlight. Remember, other boats and other fisher folk have gun license. In Trinidad and Tobago, we don't.
Okay.
So we are at a disadvantage at all turns. And when you speak about in the terms of what you could do, one, there is no Coast Guard protection. So if you come to Tobago, and this is fact, if you come to Tobago and you intend to steal an engine, you put it on the next boat. As a matter of fact, you take the whole damn boat and try to Trinidad and ship it to Venezuela. Everybody don't know. I ain't holding back any punches today because me ain't come to play moral.
Yeah.
Right? I ain't come to play. Everybody don't know. They're taking a boat and drive it straight down in Trinidad and take off the engine of the car, get it sell for the boat and sell it off right over in Venezuela. And it have also other people involved in it besides Trinidadians and Tobagoans.
Well, of course, yeah.
I'm not leaving out anyone.
Right. But it's not possible to put like a GPS on a boat engine kind of thing, or, you know? Okay,
listen, even though you put your GPS on an engine, by the time them fellas disconnecting them thing, them fellas good.
Fellas real good, boy.
And what I'm saying, I am telling you, there is no protection in the waters of Trinidad and Tobago. You could walk with a bag from Venezuela to Tobago or Trinidad and not being detected.
Yeah, but it's sad.
They have boats to patrol.
It's like Coast Guard sleeping.
I am at sea with one of my colleagues, Mr. Bob. Right?
Yeah.
And the Coast Guard is running up on our driftnet and asking we if we see anything suspicious. And when we ask them who are there, they tell me what? What was the statement? Coast Guard man. This is the level. This is the level. So when you see all kind of high power thing come in,
yeah,
it's quite easy. So okay. I'm not sure if there's a connection where somebody's benefiting these coming from these type of behavior. But I'm saying to you, this is an easy fix.
Tell us how to
I
fix
say it.
It
already, and I will say it again.
Yeah.
Within 6 months, this rubbish what is taking place. I can't speak for Trinidad, but this rubbish and murder and what's taking place in Tobago can be fixed.
And how? Tell me how?
Brother man, let me tell you something. As I said, I can't speak for Trinidad. Everybody know who the criminal is. If you want a quarter pong or an ounce of weed, you know which part to go. Anything you want, you know where to go. You telling me the police to have that intel?
Or they could do a sting operation, you know, Porter, you want a boat engine kind of thing.
Look, I am saying to you, the biggest market for engines, right, is Venezuela and Trinidad, right? And you have to leave Tobago from here to go there.
Right.
Right? Tobago is dumb. And Trinidad is dumb. We have to go dumb. Right? And more so, some of these killings is what we see are taking place, right? Very, very uniform. Very uniform. Everybody know who are gone.
Right,
you trying to tell me you can't apprehend a gun? First thing you have to do. I don't want to advise Miss Christopher or Mr. Hines and Dean.
Why not? If Stephen Williams could do it, you could do it too, man.
Well, them rolling around with security, you know, so it ain't affecting them until they come out of power. Right? But when somebody die, that is somebody's child.
Yeah.
That is somebody's child.
Somebody's
son.
I take some calls and some people have some advice here. Hello, good afternoon. Any advice?
Good afternoon, comrade. Mr. Williams, you just...
There's Mr. Douglas, boy. Douglas.
Oh, Mr. Douglas, you just mentioned the N-word, marijuana, and who know where to get it and where to go and whatever. Let me ask you something. Your fishing colleagues, are you aware of any of your fishing colleagues going up St. Vincent and bringing Vinci weed or coming to Trinidad and bringing back Trinidad weed to Tobago? Are you aware of that?
What does that have to do with anything?
You ask me? Well, let me answer your question.
You're talking about marijuana.
Listen to me.
Have it and who know where
right,
to get
he answering you.
I want you to take your time. I want you to listen. I know every fisherman who fish legally, and we know everybody who bring illicit dry goods here. Hmm. The police are not supposed to know too. Make no mistake.
But because we are not. Well, if you know your friends,
we just make it. Wait. You know from the time you talk in Trinidad and Tobago, you're dead.
I don't know. I don't know. That is.
You never talk?
Far-fetched.
Talk and see.
That is
well, today I'm speaking out.
I mean, that is the best excuse for we to use, not to work in sync with the police when we have to.
Yeah, but we have a Coast Guard. If somebody can leave from here to go to St. Vincent to bring down weed, what do we have a Coast Guard for? What do we have a Coast Guard for? Come on, man. Make sense, now, man.
But wait, I want that man to understand something, too.
Hmm.
We are not saying we not work with the police. We are ready and willing to work with the police and the Coast Guard to ensure we have a safe Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah.
So don't talk that rubbish about who ain't wanted to work with police.
Mm. But it's 8 years this thing going on for. I mean, the police should know what is going on after 8 years.
But we are willing to work with them even when we get information. I am telling you, we make reports. See police asking for police to come and apprehend people. Where them? So this man ain't come on his radar and talk no rubbish.
Yeah,
because nobody can talk to police. We willing to work with the authorities. You know why? Because this is the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. And we all are citizens. And we are going to do what we have to do to make sure we are the safest place in the world.
Yeah, don't take them on my Mr. Lucas. I understand it. So the way forward, Mr. Let me
talk about to talk about, let it come with something right, beneficial to help.
Let's talk about the way forward. What to use the way forward? Hold on, let me take a call. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Mr. Douglas is his name?
Mr. Douglas, yes, Carl sir. Douglas. Curtis.
Mr. Curtis, you said in 6 months you can solve the problem in Tobago. And Tobago asked you about three times, what is the solution?
But I was getting to that before you called.
But hold on now. That is why it's called a talk show. Because if you didn't get to it, that is why we had the option to call. So, you have the authority. You saying that you could solve the problem in Tobago in 6 months. 9 years this thing started. And you said to us also, and the gentleman outlined to you, hey, it have men who assume to be fishermen running illegal contraband between islands. And you said that you know all legal ones and all illegal ones. But your problem is that you are afraid to talk. Well, the government just passed a whistleblower list. Because one of the things to solve the problem in 6 months is to eliminate that same thing that you said that you know of. That the gentleman outlined, because I could remember just recently, some people left Tobago, went all the way to Grenada, to rob a bank. How the Coast Guard could solve that problem? Unless somebody didn't tell the Coast Guard, these fellas leaving Trinidad to go to Grenada to rob a bank. And if they didn't get a hold on the way back, we and all would not even know what transpired. So until somebody ain't say something, that problem that you're talking about, he ain't go solving them. Because you have the information, just like a man come here this morning as a pastor, to tell me, no, the Trinidad gangsters, link him with gangsters somewhere me, nowhere in the Caribbean. I find if you have all that information, carry it to the police. Enjoy the evening.
You know, let me answer that, gentleman. I agree with you to a point. One point in time, I went to a meeting with a special unit, and I would have explained all of this to them. And after that meeting, I was told by a gentleman, please keep your mouth shut. You know what I'm telling you? The guy called me aside and tell me, please, Mr. Douglas, keep your mouth shut. Well, he said, I'm afraid to talk out. What do you think I'm doing here now? It's talking out, right? It's talking out because this Enough is enough.
You're tired, you're fed up, man. You wouldn't have put your life against it. And watch, man, I'm sure it's a police and thing involved in this thing too, you know, as usual.
With everything. This is a network thing.
Big racket.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
What we try to do is have every fisher folk register with our organization. And anytime anytime you're sort of illicit behaving them kind of and going on that road, you're getting kicked out. You're getting kicked out because we're not condoning them kind of behavior. Because what happened? Bullets had no name mark on it. You know? A man come to shoot and miss and kill an innocent person. You know? We're not tolerating them kind of thing there. We don't want them kind of thing in Tobago, nor Trinidad. So when you're talking about men going Grenada and whistleblowing and whatever, we are willing, listen to me again, we are willing to work with the police or the authorities, but what we are saying, you must have a special unit team with civilians and police in order to execute and eliminate this violence that we are seeing taking an upsurge in the island Republic of Trinidad and more so Tobago. But we must look, we must be able to be one, you must be able to have trustworthy people, and two, we must not be fearful of our lives.
All right, that's the attitude we had to go with. So I'm asking you, sir, the way forward, I mean, what is, where do we take our next call day? Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, man. Tell me, Sir Douglas, I'm on his side, but I hope that and follow. I always say this is truth. Mm. Yeah, I know that. And when you talk down here, they want to shoot you. Right? Sir Douglas, I'm on your side. I could get a whole book too, but you keep talking, Mr. Douglas. Yeah? And you see them two callers who call it just now? Them is way hard to crying so, because them supporting that. Thank you, Mr. Douglas. Keep on talking, man.
Yeah, but Mr. Douglas, you gotta be careful too, eh? I mean, people will sit the day with you and talk and talk and talk, and then when you catch yourself, the cheese stands alone, you know.
Well, you know, when I come out alone, you know.
Hmm, I hear you.
I ain't no twin.
All right,
I come
out
alone.
Come out alone.
And you're going on.
Yeah.
If I don't start to take a step, no, if I'm not part of the solution,
you'll be part
of
the problem.
Part of the problem.
I like that. Hello, good afternoon. Just hold on. Hello.
Good afternoon, bitch.
Yeah.
What happened to the guest in for the class?
Mm-hmm.
There was a fishery act in terms of basically where they had legislation and there were consultation, I think would have been in 2022 going into 2023. Can Mr. Douglas say if they were part of that consultation? And that's one. And two, in terms of the GPS system that you can put in place, I know persons in Trinidad, fishermen, who have utilized the GPS system and they have recovered their boat engine. It is my understanding that ADB gives a loan to registered fishermen to access this GPS to protect their engines in terms of recovering it as well. So I don't know if the association is not aware of it or they need to be more educated.
I asked the man about GPS. So when the GPS and the thing reach quite yet, Trinidad, so called Ghostbusters?
You're tracking the system and the police is who recovering it?
The police, all right.
As far as I'm aware, I know in more than three instances where fishermen engine was stolen and it was recovered. It even had one, the most recent one would have been in March, where two engine was stolen from a guy and it was recovered with the assistance of the police because it had GPS on it.
All right. You know about that, Mr. Douglas? You heard about that?
Well, I don't know where the engine was stolen or which country or island it come from, right? So in the terms of GPS, let me just explain to this gentleman.
Mm.
10 years ago, the All Tobago Fisher Folk was running a program where we put GPS and fish finder on boats, right? We were pushing fish finder and GPS on boats so that we will know their location. Was the first program we would have engaged, first large program we would have engaged with the government of Trinidad and Tobago, whereby we, you know, with your wife could have been home and trail you and find out where you are, so she will know if you're 20 miles off Caracas or 10 miles offside Tobago and stuff like that. And when the government came in, government has changed, they had closed down that program. And also that program was also creating data to understand the findings or the amount of fish we had in our waters, basically in Tobago. And that program was quashed by the government. As it stands, those data are still in the umbrage or below some bed or in some cabinet by some government office. And when you're talking about ADB, ADB in Trinidad is a different ADB from Tobago. So you sit down there in Trinidad and believe it's so easy to get through and try to go through Tobago ADB to get any form of assistance, and you would see how mammoth the task is. So it's okay when you speak about, I can't speak for Trinidad, but I can speak for Tobago. But as you said, right, which I agree with on this part, I agree with the idea of the GPS coordinates, and we would have tried that as well, right? We would have tried. So if it continue for today, every boat in Tobago would have been GPS coordinated, and also would have extended that program to Trinidad and to the wider CRRFM with the Caribbean fisheries as well. So don't talk like we don't know what we're talking about. Let's be on the same page.
Yeah, Mr. Douglas, hold on. Your partner.
The secretary in terms of who deals with this, who is this? I guess I can't remember his names right now. Have you all ever had a consultation with them or a meeting?
The secretary for what? Fisheries?
Fisheries, yeah.
Miss Natisha Pantin?
Exactly, yes. Miss Pantin, yes.
Right. So, wait. Stay on the line. I want you to listen. Natisha Pantin is secretary of fisheries, but Mr. Nigel Tate is the secretary, the assistant secretary who is running the fisheries department, right? So all in all, yes, we had to have numerous meetings with them. I even give my advice free of charge. We had that conversation.
So just to gauge here, what is the problem? Funding? Is it funding from central government?
Funding is the main problem. But in terms of cooperation with the fisher folk, they have that cooperation. We have that cooperation. And I want people to understand, it is more difficult in Tobago than in Trinidad. It's more difficult in terms of getting
what
things
I can
done.
Do. I know I'm part of Trinidad and Tobago here. I'm Trinidad, sorry. I'm part of your sister island. I know a couple of persons in ADB. There's a new board that was convened. And I can pass on the information and see if they come across in Tobago and have a discussion with all stakeholders who are dealing with the agri sector. So I will relay that information with some level of alacrity.
That will be so helpful.
Right. I will pass on that information.
What ADB needs to do is contact all Tobago fisher folk, is it Mr. Douglas, and we could have a sit down with the executives, and then we could work something out. Because that is how we build. That is how we build, by networking.
So I will
together.
Relay that information in a text. As soon as I leave here with you, I will go to text that person and pass on that information. And hopefully, in the not too distant future, we will see a collaboration with ADB and the fisher folks and all agri stakeholders there in Tobago in terms of resoluting some of the issues that you all are faced with.
Beautiful. I keep on them. Don't just send one text. Keep on internet about them. Keep on them. But Mr. But Mr. Douglas, what about when all else fails, right? You know what has hit you most is when I strike by. But you need unity for that. And I know the fishermen, if they have something else to fall back on, I know there's the bread and butter. But what if you can't get no fish in Tobago for a week or two? None of the food places, none. No fish in Tobago. What do you think will happen? What do you do? That could do anything?
Well, look, you see what's going on right now.
Especially for Easter.
In the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago, more so in Tobago, we hungry. So you want to add more fish. I just want to just draw your attention to something.
Yeah.
I doesn't like to speak like this, but I have to speak the truth.
You just talk the truth, man. Talk the thing. There is freedom. No, freedom. Talk
since this government came into power,
oh Lord,
is the most set of little parlor, little shops, and little food stall we've seen in Tobago, like a shantytown.
People suffering.
And is the most set of robberies and killing we've seen happening in Tobago.
Wow.
Right? And most of these things are what is a spin-off of what's happening in gangs in Trinidad that is coming into our diaspora and taking advantage of our kind nature and influencing others to do wrong things. Okay?
Yeah.
The things we have to do, one of the first things we have to do, as I said in my recommendation, is to take out the politics out of it.
Right.
And it doesn't matter who it is. Once the person have the experience and the skills and the mindset to go ahead and to execute the plan of eliminating violence in the community on the island of Trinidad and Tobago, hire them. Hire them.
Yes, government. Nah.
And it takes effort from every community. Tobago is well-knitted, you know. Tobago is so small, it's well-knitted. Why is there condoning these type of behavior when it could be solved?
Nepotism is the name of the game, boy. Nepotism. Let me take our next call. Hello, good afternoon.
Mr. I like this interview. Why are you being so condescending and demeaning, talking about parlors and mini-mart?
Yeah.
People are showing their entrepreneurial spirit. How dare you speak like that? And Mr. Bass, let me tell you something. You see, putting a GPS on an engine, any kindergarten student could find that. And my last point, what do you think would bring a better return to any fisherman? A kilo of kingfish or a kilo of marijuana? Bye-bye.
Bravo.
Yeah, what? Clearly, this gentleman is so absent-minded, right? He doesn't even understand the price of kingfish. Apparently, he know the price of marijuana. And let me answer that last statement you would have made, because quite clearly, your brain doesn't give you the opportunity or the privilege to process what I was saying.
Tell him.
So let me help you process it. Hear what? Kingfish will bring you more money than marijuana.
Really?
Understand that. Learn that. A fish industry will make more money than the dry goods industry right now in the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago.
Mm.
And if you check the price of the dry goods and the price of kingfish or dolphin as we catch in Tobago, you will understand a dolphin is being sold for $25 and $30 a pound. Understand it.
Dolphin.
So quite clearly, you are not doing your research. You're on a political agenda. You're not on the agenda of trying to solve the problem. Not until I kick down your back door and you're walking in the street and I start to grab you, you will understand what we're trying to do here. You are missing the point. The point is, I am saying to you that we're talking about entrepreneurial skill. Eh?
Yeah, people doing what they have to do to survive. If you people want to do that,
yes.
Open shop and parlor by the house.
Listen, fishermen are entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurs, but we are saying if it is structured in the right way, people, instead of everybody going and looking for a job from the government, would be able to invest in boats and know they could go and earn a living. So don't come and talk as though people is uneducated and people is stupid here. Take some time and do some reading and you will understand the process and the life of a fisherman or an entrepreneur. And you have to start somewhere. But I'm telling you what has been observed in Tobago. You live here, I only could tell you what's happening here. So mind your damn business. If you can't get no proper contribution, go call back.
That's right. Yeah, watchman, I just want to talk to them soon, but I just can't talk to them soon, Mr. Douglas.
Well, I go do it for you.
All right, no problem.
You ain't afraid nobody in Tobago, you know.
I like you.
Come with something, bring something that will help the Republic as some of the best island in the world.
Yeah, boy.
Understand that.
All right,
don't
so, Mr.
Don't talk no blasted rubbish.
Yeah, so what are we doing, Mr. Douglas? What are we doing? Tell me, What are we doing, Tema?
Right.
What are we doing?
So,
solution.
What we have to do?
Yeah.
The first thing we have to do in curbing crime in Trinidad and Tobago, we must be able to control, take over back our marine space. Okay? That means we now have to work with the Coast Guard, right? And give them a mandate to ensure we control the influx of illegal immigrants and the influx of high-powered weapons.
But I said we could find
nobody
them.
Bring, right, so we need to stop that from coming to Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah.
Once we close our borders, once we close our borders, all like this will happen, you know, people going and rob and Grenada, all that could be controlled. It is not hard. Even a child in Tobago will be able to tell you that. We control the borders, right? Two, we work with the entrepreneurs, with the fisher folks.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're making more money when you could catch fish easy. I ain't telling you, in case you don't know, in Trinidad, a man with a 23 pirogue making $5,000 and $6,000 a day.
What?
How marijuana making that?
$5,000 to $6,000 a day selling fish?
You think it's a joke?
Yay. I in the wrong business,
yeah. Imagine, I just want you to do the maths.
Yeah.
You catch I go out today and had a bad day and I catch £100 of fish.
That's a bad day?
Yeah, that's a bad day.
Okay.
And you calculate that by 25. £100 by 25.
That's
quite comfortable.
Nice, boy. Not bad.
You understand what I'm showing you?
Yeah.
Quite easily.
Okay.
At $25 a pound. And when we sell it for 25, they're selling back for 30 and 35.
Yeah. So no wonder men want changing the steel by.
So that's right. So you have a downstream effect.
Yeah.
The fish are food making money, the vendors making money, and also the processors making money.
Right.
So they all could feed the families. Gosh. So it's a downstream effect. That's why I'm saying to you, one of the greatest income that we have, income revenue earners that we have in Tobago, is tourism and the fishing and agriculture industry.
Yeah, but you're supposed to take care of that. That's what I mean. The government's supposed to take care of that.
But you're not seeing anything pumping into that.
Yeah, boy.
To ensure that it's sustainable. Remember, the fishing industry is what you call food security.
Mm-hmm.
And once we protect food security, that means we protect the growth and development of our people. Because you could be able to feed our
and
people.
And sometimes we believe like they don't want to, you know, protect our food industry, but in Trinidad.
Yeah, because it's easier for their friends.
Oh God, don't talk that.
To import.
To
import tuna.
Mackerel. All right. Take a call.
They have the monopoly.
All right. Hello.
Hello, yes, miss.
Yeah.
I want to compliment the guy from Tobago who's speaking there right now.
Of course.
Miss, I don't like to hear people bad talk fishermen. You know why? Fishermen. Is an important person. Farmers is important people in any country. It's only in Trinidad and Tobago base. We look at fishermen as nobody. You understand? And people have to change their attitude, fishermen. When you see fishermen base in America and other countries, how people appreciate
them. They're kings, boy, kings.
You know?
Yes.
But here, we look at a truck driver like nobody.
Mm.
A farmer is nobody. A fisherman is nobody. Not realizing they're feeding a nation base.
Mm. Yes.
When people call and I used to be a fisherman. I got the carcass in this. So up to Saturday, yesterday was the carcass.
Yeah.
And I said, I know what is fishing. I've been in that. My father was in that. But as a young fella, I leave it and get out of it. And fishing is something you have to put your mind and energy to. I've been to Tobago regular base. And what the guy was saying about how Tobago is peaceful people. This where I've been to Tobago. One day I fell up passing and we happened to go up in the countryside. He said, I see you there. I said, you see me? He said, pastor, you have a house on the corner over there. I said, but what's up? I said, we can hide, boy. Tobago is a knitted place. When you mingle with Tobago, you just show card heart today is this. But people don't understand that. You understand? And what the guy is saying is the bad weed going across from here, corrupting the people over there. Because a young fella, basically, the fella is about 21 years. One day I see the fella toting manure on a bicycle. I said, what are you doing, Papa? He said, Grandma always tell me, dance in your backyard, dance in anybody else. I said, what do you mean? He said, I try to make my garden home. And when I could get through that, I'll go out in the bigger green.
So,
brothers who just talk, go to that fella, send up your pressure. About marijuana and kingfish and all that. Them don't know about fishing work. They only say to put bad thing in mankind's head, to go outside and get yourself locked up, and then they go say it's good for him. But hear what?
Yes.
I compliment all fishermen, all farmers, because I know what all are going through outside the papi. Please take care, good show.
Thank you very much, sir. Mr. Douglas, boy, you know, I wish you all the best, but I really do hope that they plead. I hate to hear, you know what I mean? Fishermen, you know, firemen as we going through things, lifeguards, all this kind of, you know, I really hate to hear them, like you're just begging to be respected, boy, over and over, time and time again, boy. You know, but let me just say a fisherman were to catch a guy, you know, or to see somebody stealing the engine, would he approach? I mean, because sometimes you don't know if people are gone and things like you say, and all they are torchlight. But that ever happened?
We never caught them because they work very intel. They're very, very informative. Is that the network is very good. Because sometimes as it stands, you will I'm seeing now where they even using people from the community right? The place is so hungry that they're using people from the community. A man selling out for next to nothing. And these are what the type of behavior that we start seeing displayed. A type of behavior that we're not accustomed to and that we know of. So we've seen people selling out, you know, wherever. Mm. But I would not advise anyone, they've seen anyone trying to steal an engine, to approach them.
Right.
I would say call on the authorities, call the police, and have them take the coordinates and see how best you could see how they could be apprehended. I'm not telling anybody to play Superman or Batman or Robin. I'm just saying to you, use wisdom in the terms of trying to apprehend or get back what belongs to you. But let's use wisdom, because are they taking life like if life is not important?
Yeah. So what about
the replace it?
Yeah. So what about the Tobago House of Assembly and stuff? Was this ever brought up to them?
They know about this. Mm. They didn't know about. But what to be honest with you,
yeah.
If the assembly and them being able to have their own force to give instructions from Tobago,
right.
Because all instructions come from Trinidad.
Yeah.
If we ought to get difficulties, we have to call Trinidad.
That makes no sense. No sense.
If your child has been abused, mm-hmm. and you have to make a report, you have to call Trinidad authority in Trinidad before Trinidad authority call in Tobago.
Wow.
If you want to renew ID card, you have to go to Trinidad, and then you have to go it here, send on to Trinidad before you come to Tobago. If you want a bar license, you have to go to Trinidad before it could be approved to and sent over to Tobago. Everything. So what we're saying, if you could make some of these services readily available for Tobagonians,
yeah.
we could be able to process things more quickly, and we could solve some of these draconian problems that we are experiencing in 2024, where there's no room for these type of institutional bullying.
Hmm. All right, we have another call there. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Douglas. You come across as upright and law-abiding. You just mentioned the amount of money you're making in fishing, or the revenue you're bringing. I just hope you keep up with your uprightness as a law-abiding citizen and pay your required amount of tax to the THA and to the Board of Inland Revenue. We need the money to help protect you against bandits. Bye-bye.
Are you doing a good job,
you know,
after all these years?
You know, I like that caller. You know what you did? No, I could understand callers like that. You would have made a gainful contribution to this program by educating and enforcing the fisher folk. So let's get our BR number. Let's make our payment. Let's make our contribution to the beautiful island Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. And yes, sir, I will take heed to what you would have said and pass on information to my other colleagues in the fishing industry to make sure that we make our contribution to the upliftment of the government of the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago. I could understand that kind of contribution. I welcome those type of contribution, but don't call here and want to talk rubbish that not helping the situation at Wayne. Mm. I can't take that. I respect that. I gainfully respect that contribution, sir. Mm. And yes, we will make sure that happen.
Yeah, man.
Right?
Yeah, man. Let's start a voice note.
Good afternoon, Base, those two PNM callers, they make me feel shame. I feel shame to be a Trinidadian when I listen to those. They still sound so illiterate, man.
Hmm. If they're illiterate again. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes. Good day.
Yeah, they are the man from Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, in the, I got fisherman to me, third generation.
Right.
Right, from grandparents, from long. But we develop our food, but, you know, the drugs men take over. And we just call them the runners. Now, you could go to the fishery department. Anybody could buy a boat and you could get your license, if a shaman does. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
You could go to the fishery and buy a boat, buy a big engine, and that is very costly. So what I want to say, the genuine fishermen, they have no say in the port. Right now, everything, I just call them the runners take over the port. We have a guy about half mile off us, a port. He built a port in the mangrove, barely fishing port itself. Police just go there. He have all different people working. They're not fishing. If he size of them engine, 200 and 250, and 150 and thing. A normal fisherman can't buy that.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? So the man in Tobago is right. But the fisher folk, it happened, there's the fishermen helping out these guys, giving them information. When you lost the engine, look, they're talking about GPS. About a couple of years ago, about 4 or 5 years, when the 7 men in Cali, or in Cali, get killed, they had a GPS on the engine, and they find the engine in sea lot. I don't want to call him, but the man died, and we get the engine in his backyard. Well, nothing comes off of that. We still didn't find 2 of our guys. We didn't find 5. So the Coast Guard have a hand to play, too. Coast Guard have, how you call them, criminals working with them to them. People, or you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right, let's know, sir.
All right. Thank you, man. Fisherman from Trinidad calling. Thank you for your contribution, sir. Yeah, man.
No, the problem, what this gentleman is saying is true. And that is what they're trying to infect Tobago with. I don't understand how Trinidadians or fisher folks allow these people to determine what price they're selling the fish at. Let me make it categorically very clear. The fishermen in Tobago is who determine what price we're selling our fish at.
Mm.
No outsiders, nobody could come and tell we are going to sell our fish for that price. And if the fisher folks in Trinidad do not take a stance, one, how you take a stance, you now start to revamp all organizations and go to the government and ensure that you all are responsible, because the Prime Minister, so-called Prime Minister, talk about public partnership, giving the fisher folk and the organization sole responsibility in collaboration with the Department of Fisheries and Agriculture or the government of Trinidad and Tobago to ensure that the first 3 years they put someone to help you all run the organization so you all could be sustainable. And you all will be able to say, well, listen, fish in Kingfish in Trinidad will be selling at $20, $30, or $40 a pound. And if anyone should go outside of that, they shall not be able to operate within the diaspora of this community. Quite clearly, you all have to make it. But here, what happened? For some reason, there's a division within the fishing communities in Trinidad. So we need to break the back of that division and come in with that organization. So when the organization represents, it represents the bona fide fisher folks.
Mm. All right. What is the so-called prime minister, you say? All right. I'll play this voice.
You've done a very good program. Yeah, but there's only one line you have, so I can't call. It's easier for me to leave voice messages. I love my fishing, but I'm not a fisherman. I love to fish.
Yes.
And what is going on outside there, we should protect our own. We don't protect our own in the bounds of land. We can't even protect our seamen outside there from bandits. Bandits sit in your land and sea. What I am saying is, if it is a fisherman's license is granted, these guys should learn how to swim. Their boats should be fully equipped with life-saving equipment. Even if you don't have all, have one or two so that you could bumper on each other, and that they have flare guns and they have life-saving equipment aboard so that they could save themselves when bandit taking them to tell them to jump overboard.
Yeah. But we do have the things like the pirate situation, Mr. Douglas, is really when the boats settle ashore, then they come for the thing.
No, we have pirates. We have listen.
Is that them pirate thing going on too?
Listen. It's a whole host of challenges a fisherman from Trinidad and Tobago face, you know. It's a whole host. And I just want to refer back to the comment that gentleman, that caller, would have said. So, you see, how we curb some of these things. I don't believe in this modern age, 2024, anyone could go into fisheries and get a fisherman permit. I believe it must be certified and verified by an organization, a well-structured organization. So it will help curb down that ability for all the people with ill intentions to be recommended these sort of license. And once these people, right, get caught in illegal activities, they should face the penalties, and the organization should be called into question, because they would have signed off to say this person is legitimate. So we must put some of the onuses and the responsibilities on the people who ought to represent and lead the fisher folks. But when anybody just go into fisheries and they sign their friend to sign, the 2024, there's no place for that now. We must be able to give account for everything. Okay?
All right. So,
so that we could now be able to monitor and control our waters.
Yeah, man. Let me take one more call there. Hello. Oh, lost that one there. Yeah, boy, Mr. Douglas, so we're wrapping it up. So the way forward, I hope you have every... reach out to people that need to reach out to. Hopefully this program, they're listening. A lot of people listen to this program and they will reach out to you. You want to give any information for people to reach out to you? You and your organization?
Well, basically you could meet us at I don't know if it's 706-6198.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You could get me there, send me a WhatsApp or give me a call. If I don't get you, I'll probably call you back,
mm-hmm.
right? But our main focus and thrust is basically to make not only Tobago one its bestest and safest, but Trinidad as well.
Yeah.
It is one country, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best country in the world.
Telling me?
Make no mistake. No. I make no apologies on that. And it must have a conservative effort to ensure we safeguard and live good. When you travel all over and you see the current conditions some countries are living under compared to Trinidad and Tobago, we could do so much better and so much more. And we supposed to be the one that lead in the Caribbean, but we must also lead the Caribbean collaboratively. And to all of those people who want to talk about politics, they should talk when they got to vote. Not when you're talking about livelihood and criminal and high power weapons in Trinidad and Tobago. Let some of them who come in to talk garbage back, let them go down the cemetery and talk there. Let them come on this radio station and talk there. Or talk to me. Right? I about progress for the people of Tobago and also Trinidad. We all are one. But we all must work together to make Trinidad and Tobago the safest little island in the Caribbean and by extension, the world.
Thank you very much, Mr. Curtis Douglas, boy. Great interview, sir. Hope to have you back again sometime, Mr. Curtis Douglas. Of course, the president of the All Tobago Fisher Folk Association.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.